It's All Things Considered on WUOT. I'm Brandon Hollingsworth. Since the end of the Civil War, Tennessee Republicans have rarely enjoyed a string of victories. But that's changing. Republicans occupy both U.S. Senate seats, 7 of the 9 U.S. House seats, the governor's mansion, and, for the first time in more than a century, a supermajority in the General Assembly. But the party isn't coasting on its success. The Tennessee GOP is setting its sights on winning more seats, now at the county and city level. The effort is called Red to the Roots, and it could be coming to a town near you. Brent Leatherwood is the Tennessee Republican Party's executive director. In some forms of youth baseball and softball, there's something called the mercy rule, in which, for instance, if your team is up 15-0 in the second inning, you call the game, you declare the winner, everybody goes home. Now, forgive me, please, for making the analogy, but Republicans in Tennessee are up 15-0 in the second. Why have this concerted effort to win even more seats when the party really is not hurting in elections in this state?
At the Tennessee Republican Party, our job is to find conservative Republican candidates across the state and get them elected to office. We have had a tremendous amount of success with our statewide candidates, with our federal candidates, and most recently with our legislative supermajorities. And now we think it's time to, while we have this clear advantage in those areas, there is this last area in the state where we believe Democrats still have a very strong foothold, and we need to take that advantage away from them. And that is these countywide offices and certain judicial races across the state. And so we have come out with this new initiative called Red to the Roots, which is an initiative that will empower the local county parties, the local Republican county parties, and say, hey, where are the Democrats in your backyard? And we, as the Tennessee Republican Party, will come to you with resources and manpower to help take out those Democrats at the local level. And I think one of the tenets of the Republican Party is the best government is the government that is closest to the people. And so there's a lot of very consequential policymaking that goes on at the local level. And we believe that there needs to be a Republican voice at that level that right now is hidden because so many of those races are done in a nonpartisan way.
I want you to expound upon that just a bit for us. Give us an idea of how Red to the Roots will unfold in a strategic sense. If I were to come to you and say, Brent, I've got a race that I think Republicans could win, but the seat is currently held by a Democrat, how would you then work with me in a strategic sense to win that election?
What we want to do is have these county parties do just that. Come to us and say, we've got a county mayor who is a liberal Democrat that is pushing policies that we don't believe jive with what Tennesseans want and what our county wants. And we would say, okay, well, let's go start recruiting a Republican candidate who can run against that person. If it is a case where it is a nonpartisan race, what happens is that the local Republican Party would certify a nominee. Most of the times in Tennessee, that's done through a primary. Sometimes there is no primary. So if they identify a person or a couple people, there would either be a primary or they would certify that second individual as the Republican nominee to take on this hypothetical Democrat who's a county mayor. And that is basically where we would come in. And we would bring a lot of resources to the table. We would bring what we call a regional political director to the table, which would be our on-the-ground person from the party who would be collecting information, making sure that doors are being knocked on, telephones are being called, relationships are being built in the community so that Republican candidate will have the best opportunity to win.
You said something a little earlier that I thought was interesting, and I'd like to come back to that, and that's that many of the local offices that you and I are talking about that the Tennessee GOP would like to hold are in fact nonpartisan or are determined in nonpartisan races. So how do you run a party candidate when it's a nonpartisan race?
So there's a part of the Tennessee Code that refers to the bylaws of the Tennessee Republican Party, and that's called Rule J, and I believe it's also Rule I. Those particular part of the bylaws state that the county parties, if they want to, may certify a partisan nominee for these races. That's not possible at the local level, so your city races, those by law are nonpartisan. But for these countywide races, for these judicial district races that are coming up, those can be made partisan should the county parties wish them to be. And in this case, we believe that Republicans were going to press the case. And in these areas where we are targeting, or will target, I should say, those county parties will come together and certify a Republican nominee, and that's how you do it. Now, the person who is either a Democrat or an independent, they don't have to be certified by the Democratic Party, or they can choose to run independent. But when we believe that there is a huge advantage to having the R after somebody's name, with the resources that we will bring to the table, with the fact that we will get the grassroots behind these individuals, we think that that will help their case immensely.
I want to make sure I'm understanding you correctly, too, that it doesn't require the participation or the consent of the Democratic Party or another party in that county to turn the races partisan, or do I have that right?
Not on their side. So what would happen would be you would have a Republican nominee versus either a Democrat, or if that individual said, well, I don't want to run as a Democrat, I just want to be independent, that's fine. We believe in both of those cases, the numbers bear out that a Republican nominee would beat those hypotheticals, whether it's a Democratic candidate or an independent candidate. We think that the numbers certainly favor us across the state, and we want to use that to our advantage at the local level.
Let's assume for a minute that Red to the Roots is successful and that Republicans do claim the local seats that you're talking about. What comes next? What's the next step for the Tennessee GOP to use that political capital?
Well, the reason that we came up with Red to the Roots is, you know, I think after the 2010 elections and then certainly after the 2012 elections, when redistricting at the legislative level was very much a hot topic in the halls of Legislative Plaza. That the way that those districts were, I guess I would actually say they were ungerrymandered, and just basically reflected where the people live. And the fact is, in Tennessee right now, most of the people that are here, they are Republicans. So that kind of solidified our majority status at the legislative level, our supermajority status, for probably the next 10 years at least. Well, our job at the party is to look ahead of that and say, well, what will solidify us for beyond the next 10 years? What will solidify us as a supermajority or majority party for the next 20 to 30 years? And we believe Red to the Roots does that because it will help us build up a bench, if you will, of political candidates that are at the lower levels who will probably, in a lot of scenarios, be the next in line to become your state reps, your state senators, your members of Congress. And we think that this program really helps us identify long-term, viable, strong Republican candidates that speak to the common values, the core values of Tennesseans, and that's why we do it.
I want to zoom out for just a minute and take a look at the national stage for a moment. Republicans mm-hmm. on the national level are at kind of a crossroads of sorts as they're trying to sort of find a way forward with young voters, Latinos, gay and lesbian voters, other groups. What kind of lessons have you learned here in Tennessee that might be helpful, that you might offer to those that are planning the future of the national party?
Yeah, you know, we're actually dealing with some of that, too, here at the Tennessee Republican Party. Our chairman, Chairman Chris Devaney, has gone around and he said, look, we can't just be the party that speaks to a particular race or a particular age group. We need to be a broad-based party that meets the needs of people at all socioeconomic levels, of both genders, of all races. And so we have personally, here at the Tennessee Republican Party, we have taken a very focused approach to go into different communities, talk to individuals and say, hey, where is the Republican Party? Where are we meeting your needs right now? Where do we need to change our messaging to better reflect what is the will of your community? And so basically right now we've conducted a very personal, I guess you could say, listening tour across the state. We're still in the midst of that. And we've seen actually a lot of success. It's helped us kind of focus our message. And I would say to many folks at the national level or to other state parties around the country, probably the best thing you can always do is be there to listen first. Because as the Republican Party, we do have to reflect the will of the people that elect us. And so we certainly want to always have that open dialogue with the folks at the grassroots, the grass tops leaders. And we want to know what is on their mind in these different communities across the state. And I think we're seeing some success with that here. And certainly we would hope that our other state parties can certainly do the same.
Brent Leatherwood is the executive director of the Tennessee GOP. He joined us on the line from Nashville. Brent, thanks for being with us today on All Things Considered.
Thank you, Brandon. I appreciate the opportunity to talk.